FM. This is Robin, your host. Today's show is going to be fun. I'm back, finally. I was away for the past 2 weeks escaping from the Olympics. But of course, I had to see a little bit of the craziness downtown. So I went down on Friday night, and it was insane. I really had no idea what was going on because I'd just gotten back from Alberta. That's really crazy. But we won the game yesterday, and even I was glad, and I'm not really like a super, like, really, I'm not really competitive, and I don't really watch the Olympics as hardcore as some people do, but it was really cool. You know, I wasn't constantly at the television. I spent a bit of time going to work while the game was on, and I could tell when people scored because you could just hear it everywhere. It was really cool. But yeah, I went to Alberta for a while and stayed a little bit in Banff and checked out the Banff Center, which is formerly like the Banff Center for the Performing Arts or something. I forget exactly what it was called. And that was really cool. You can tell that Alberta cares about their arts, or they have money to. Speaking of that, actually, I got an email from the music school at UBC here, and there's a website called www.artsadvocacybc.ca, and they're doing a project called 4.4 Million Reasons, and basically they're trying to collect and spread stories about how British Columbians' experience in the arts affects them. And basically it's like another way of trying to get our elected officials to know that the arts are important in the lives of everyday people. So I encourage you to check that out. The website again is www.artsadvocacybc.ca. So I'm going to check that out too later. Next week also, I want to announce that next Monday is International Women's Day. So I'm going to have a little bit of a special show featuring female artists. That's going to be fun. I've got lots of concerts to let you guys know about, but I'll do less talking and I'll play some tunes first. I recently realized that the Cash 2008 CD that I played a while ago is electroacoustic music. They also had a 2007 CD that, even though it's 3 years old, the music, it was just released like last month. So I brought that in here again, and I said, well, you know, people should still hear it. I mean, 3 years isn't that long, and it's electroacoustic stuff. It's still pretty new, depending who you ask, right? So I'll play something from this one. And again, this is put on by Concordia, or collected by Concordia. I'm pretty sure there's students from Concordia University in Montreal. The first track I'm going to play is by Miriam Lavoie. It's called Cherche. It's the sixth track on the CD.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to CITR, and this is Robin, your host. Moving on from the electroacoustic sphere, next up I'm going to play two tracks by a band called We Just Stole a Car, and their album that we have here in the station is called Barn. John Mutter emailed me about this and told me that I should play some of his stuff, and I actually didn't even know that they had an album out until I checked it out, and it's really, really cool. I know he studies at VCC, and that these kids are, that whole crowd, they're so much more active in the city's new music scene than a lot of musicians I know, and it really makes me happy. And I read on their MySpace, a common theme of We Just Stole a Car's music is to set up a motif, then destroy it. It's like, cool. So I'll be playing two tracks. The first one's called Bees, and the second one is called Cat. And I think they're a quintet. It's like John Mutter, he does guitar, electronics, stuff like that. Peter Kim on bass. Kevin Romaine on drums. Darren Casey, electric piano and synth, and Dominic Conway on sax, although I'm not sure if all these artists are the ones playing on the CD, but they're all involved. What else do I want to say about them? I know there's some concerts coming up, but let's see if I can pull that up here. What they're doing in March, let's see. They're having a 12-person ensemble playing with Giorgio Magnanensi on March 20th at VCC. And the concert series that is part of is called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And the same concert series will also be presenting a piece by John Cage, piece written for gamelan, actually, and played on the very gamelan that the piece was written for, which is cool. And that will be on April 17th. I'm not sure where, probably at VCC, but I should probably know that. Without any further ado, sorry, I'm feeling so slow today. Everything's coming so slowly. Here's the track Bees, and then after that, Cat. And if you're just tuning in, this is CITR 101.9 FM, and this is We Just Stole a Car. We'll be right back.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a new show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Here's a story, actually, about John Mutter that I didn't really think was... I thought it was so funny. I don't know. I was in... Well, I told you, I was in Alberta over the break, and I was with my boyfriend, John, and he and John Mutter are... acquaintances, and he was telling me how John Mutter has this ridiculous email address and something like buttbooger@whatever.com, and I was like, that is ridiculous. I can't believe he's so brave, and way to go. And then I just log on to my account and I'm like, oh, I got an email from this guy talking about his band. His name is John Mutter, and I didn't really put the two together until I just saw his email, and I was like, oh, that's the guy that we were just talking about, and it was really funny. But anyway, here's some more of his tunes. This is called Cats.
Thank you. CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love. I wanna love you.
All right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. This is your host, Robin. I forgot to mention, We Just Stole a Car is playing on March 5th at Little Mountain Studios with Like Animals Again and Barcelona Chair. So, just so you know. Let's see. I guess I should let you know about some other concerts that are coming up, too. There are some good things. Good things. On Wednesday, for a starter, part of the Wednesday Noon Hours series that the Music Building at UBC puts on, the University of Calgary String Quartet is playing with David Harding on viola. Dave teaches at UBC. Awesome guy. They're playing the Mendelssohn String Quintet, Opus 87, and some Klezmer and East European folk music. So that should be cool. Also, next Monday, the UBC Composers Concerts is doing a concert at noon at the Recital Hall. That's a free show. Some new music debuting at UBC. That should be really cool, too. Let's see. That's all I really have with me right now. But there's some good things. I'm going to play something by... what's her name? Valerie Delaney now. And this is off the Concordia's electroacoustic CD that I've been playing. This is Cash 2007, if you're just tuning in. And the track I'm going to play here is the first track. It's called Different Shades of Blue. Following that, I'll be playing something by DJ Rupture. The new album he's put out here is called Solar Life Raft. And I was interested because he listed in his influences things like Varez and Cities That Are Tangles. And I really love that. I love that a lot. I think his name is Jace Clayton. Not sure. And let's see. He's working here with Matt Shatatek. And I'm going to be playing the 13th track, which is by Nico Muli. It's called Mother Tongue Part 1. This was done in Brooklyn, basically. So they're from New York. But first, here is Valerie Delaney's track, Different Shades of Blue. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is the end of that track. I just want to let you know what else is coming up on CITR for the rest of the day. We've got the news coming up at 5 p.m. And fill in at 6. 6:30 is This Side of Monday with Becky S. At 7:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary K. This Side of Monday is only an hour. I thought it was an hour and a half. Anyway... the Jazz Show at 9 p.m. with Gavin Walker, and Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at midnight. Next up, here is another track from Cash 07. This is by Felix Paré. It's called La Volonté du Periscope. Following that, I'm going to play something by a Japanese artist under the name Radical Fashion. This was recommended to me by a friend at school here, also a pianist, and I'm playing this off his MySpace here because we don't have an album in the radio station. He's on Hefty Records. His name is Hirohito Ihara, and he's got some really cool videos actually on his MySpace page. One of them has some really neat contemporary dance going along with his tunes, which is, I love that kind of stuff. It's so cool. I like it when artists work together like that. He works with piano and electronics. And the track, what is it called? The track I'm going to play is called Photodynasmo. Yep. But first, here is the track by Felix Paré.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
I have a news flash. Apparently, Fake Jazz Wednesdays is coming back. Let's see what I can find out for you. They found a new home at Lick. Where is that? I've heard of it. Okay. They start this Wednesday, and then they've got a couple more weeks. Also, on the 24th to the 28th is Fake Jazz Fest, and it will be happening at Lick, the Western Front, secret location, Casa del Artista. It's on Main and 3rd. So you can go to their MySpace. It's Fake Jazz Wednesdays. For more details. That's awesome. So great. What am I doing now? Oh yeah, here's Radical Fashion. And following that, I'm going to leave you now. I'm having a bad day, so I'm going to sign out, but I'm still going to play some tunes. Playing Radical Fashion. Following that, one more track from Cash 07. This is Jean-Francois Primo, and the track's called Le Soleil Se Lève Aussi. And that will take you to the end of the hour. Thanks for tuning into The Rib. And tune in next week because it's International Women's Day. And I'm going to see what I can bring in for that. I might bring somebody in, I'm hoping, but we'll see how that goes. All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks.